now you find yourself in 82. The disco hotspots hold no charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings.
Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah taking effect overnight and as of now is holding. Here's ABC's Martha Raddatz.
Under the agreement, Hezbollah and Israel will observe a 60-day truce. During that period, Hezbollah fighters will move north away from Israel's border and Israeli troops will gradually withdraw from Lebanon. In the last few months, the exchange of fire has left more than 3,000 dead in Lebanon and at least 70 Israelis killed.
President-elect Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, visiting the Texas border with Mexico yesterday as reports surface that the incoming administration is looking for ways to strip federal resources from cities who refuse to take part in mass deportations. The Northeast is preparing for a wet, rainy Thanksgiving Day. Security stepped up for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. One of the busiest travel days of the year is happening right now. Sunday also expected to be very crowded. This is ABC News.
This is Max FM News.
After two chases, a Portage man was arrested in southeast Wisconsin. It happened Monday afternoon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few flurries or sprinkles by later this afternoon. Our high 37, tonight 22, tomorrow mostly cloudy 31 with more scattered light snow tomorrow night into Friday. Friday will be colder, partly cloudy, with a high of 23. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
99.7 Max FM. Today is Wednesday.
Thanksgiving's tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
You brought a turkey?
Well, did he remember to thaw it?
Thaw that turkey now.
Thanksgiving food.
We need Thanksgiving side dishes, right?
Turkey, the stuffing.
The cranberries.
Stuffing, am I right?
Delicious giblet gravy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's showtime.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. 7:04 on Wednesday morning. We're getting into all of our pre-Thanksgiving shenanigans this morning.
We have a special song request that'll be coming up after Tears for Fears on Max FM. Maximum Hits 99, 7 Max FM, 7:09 a.m. We had a special request come in on our text line. That is 608-355-9970. Here you go, Brandon, the Thanksgiving song on Max FM.
Familiar highway. Lying when leaves turn brown, making my way back into my hometown. Funny how this all looks different, but it feels the same. Like how life never stops changing, but some things never change. So fill your plate and fill your drink, and fill this house with family. The kind of love that all these years can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see the life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. Watching football, watching families grow. The old kids' table, all have kids of their own. Starting to see my grandfather in my nephew's eyes. Mom still can't talk about him and I'd almost cry. So fill your plate and fill your drink and fill this house with family. The kind of love a thousand miles can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see that life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. Drink, put your dishes in the kitchen sink and let the leftover year just wash away. As we made it through, I do believe, the longest year in history. Thank God that it's Thanksgiving Day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. That was the Thanksgiving song by Ben Rector. That was requested by Brandon this morning. So I think he was trying to see if he could find something that I would not be able to find, Emily. I think that's kind of how things roll sometimes, but it seems like such a great song, doesn't it?
It was beautiful. What a nice way to start the show. Thank you for playing that. Thanks for the request. It was lovely to listen to. So thank you and happy Thanksgiving before the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve, is that a thing?
Yeah, Thanksgiving Eve is what we'll go with. So yeah, happy Thanksgiving Eve, everyone, because, you know, we're almost to the holiday. I look forward to it every year. Of course, I'm all about the food, right? That is something that I'm very thankful to get together with family, have some great food, have some time together, and just indulge in all of that. And that's my favorite part, is just doing that. How about you, Emily?
Me too. I always look forward to the food. I mean, the prep for the Thanksgiving meal is also really fun. So kind of like the energy around it, listening to the Thanksgiving music that they'll play sometimes, like you just did. Alice's Restaurant is always one of my favorite kind of long songs that goes through all the foods and all the things. And sometimes, you know, radio stations, and or if you find different kind of little quips through history about Thanksgiving, there's some really fun stuff out there to listen to. And just having a nice backdrop and then kind of making a real production of preparing the food, whether or not you're having it at your house or you're bringing something along. It's just a really nice time to slow down and be in the present and just, you know, take a minute to appreciate things, especially the food. So I look forward to all the things and definitely taking a little time to slow down and just be with it, be with the food. Be with the food, Dave, right?
Yes, be with the food. That's exactly it. That's probably one of the parts I look most forward to. It's just, again, that family time and just so many things to be thankful for. And that's probably what we all want to keep in mind. And just be kind and stay away from the politics on Thanksgiving Day as well. You know, that's the other part of it. You just avoid that stuff at the dinner table. It'll save you a lot of grief. I do want to remind everyone, if you'd like the Max FM Christmas card, text us at 608-355-9970. We need your name and address, and we will get that Christmas card to you in December. You can also use a free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse, tap on Max FM, click text, enter in Christmas card with your name and address, and we will hook you up with the Max FM Christmas card in December. Now, Emily, that's not the only thing. Go ahead.
Real quickly, though, I commandeered Dave's outfit yesterday for this Christmas card shoot. The photo shoot is looking like it's going to be filled with the antics that you all love. So, yeah. I'm really excited for that.
Great. So. This is the stuff that makes me nervous. And
No. It's all in good fun.
Just remember, turn mode is fair play. I know your office is.
We both know where each other lives. So shenanigators are alive and well.
Yeah, and speaking of shenanigans.
Else. Yeah, what else we got to promote here that we got going on?
So December 29th, I want to get this on everyone's calendar now. This is going to be fun. 11 a.m. at Mike's Italian Restaurant. It is the Green and Gold Watch Party. We're going to be there watching the green and the gold. And I'm excited about this game. It's December 29th. It's at noon. We'll be there by 11 o'clock. There's going to be pizza specials, drink specials. We're giving away a jersey. That's my big hint.
I didn't know about that part.
That just all came together here at the very last minute. So we're giving away an authentic jersey. So working through all the details on that. And so the way it's going to work for that jersey is you have to be there. And so we're going to, for everyone that comes up, we're going to hand them a ticket, and at random, we're going to draw a ticket for the winner of that jersey. We're also working on getting a authentic blanket. And so it's our Green and Gold Watch Party, December 29th at Mike's Italian Restaurant. That'll start at 11 a.m. They're going to have drink specials, pizza specials. You can watch the Green and Gold with us and watch me try to behave myself during that game.
Nah.
That's going to be the other fun
part.
Wait,
do we have to be... Are we going to be just hanging out watching like regular people, or are we broadcasting anything? We're just going to be
No, we're going
right?
to hang out like regular people. That
but we still
is
have to
how
be in
we're
our best
gonna
behavior.
Do. Yes.
We still have to be in our best behavior. We can do that, even if it's a... You know, even if it's public, and even if it's, you know, we're going to be eating and drinking a little bit, maybe imbibing a little bit at Mike's. It sounds like such a lovely situation. We will be on our best behavior. We'll have to all work hard as a team to make sure that Dave behaves himself around the Packer game, because I've heard some things.
Yes,
but we're going to keep it clean. Okay.
Yes, I'll behave myself. I get rather animated during the Packer games. That's what it comes down to. And,
be
you
animated.
Know, and it is Thanksgiving, and we're going to switch back gears to that. And it's, you know, a lot of nonsense on Thanksgiving, you know. And before we load up on Thanksgiving sides, let's load up on a few Thanksgiving facts, including how much hosting really costs. The American Farm Bureau claims a basic Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people should cost about $58 this year, but a poll found the average host is spending more like $170, and that still might be low. Another poll found that if you factor in food, drinks, and decor, it's around $361.
Ooh, that's a pretty penny. Yeah, 42% of us will lean on restaurants for Thanksgiving this year. That includes people who are going out to eat, but also people who are just ordering one or two things to supplement their meal. Only 5% say that they actually go to a restaurant. I mean, either way, as long as you enjoy your time, I think it's absolutely fine. Also, this is kind of a cool fact because I've enjoyed these too. Around 1 in 5 people plan to attend a Friendsgiving this year. I really like that. Friendsgiving is fun. You might as well, you know, be with your chosen family. For us, the way we do it is everybody's got leftovers, so we all kind of just like bring them over and sit down and eat through our leftovers a couple days after Thanksgiving. It works out really nicely, so that's fun.
Yeah, and 6% of Americans say they'll most definitely argue about politics, and another 11% said it's somewhat likely. So 1 in 6 are bracing themselves for that. As we've talked about, don't do that. Now, this is where we really get into the political side of it. White or dark meat? 54% of us prefer white meat, 31% said dark, and 15% both like it equally. In my case, I just love turkey, so I don't care.
Okay, so you're an equal opportunity turkey eater. We love that about you, Dave. I grew up, you know, only eating white meat. I was a little bit of a picky eater as a kid. So, but now I do know that dark meat has like more flavor. It just has more of everything going on. So it's just got a different texture, but it does have more savory flavor, I think. So I do both, but I do prefer white just because it's a, I don't know, it must be a little kid thing still rearing its head in me. Another, let's lean in this, the funny quip you said about political, how much gravy do you use? A poll found that 15% of us don't use any, which I find really interesting. 17% drown our food in it, and everyone else is somewhere in the middle. What's your gravy deal, Dave?
I drown everything in it. I mean, my turkey's drowned in it, my potatoes are drowned in it, and hopefully stuffing as well. What about you?
You know, I do like gravy, but it depends on the gravy, because, you know, everybody's had some gravy that isn't great, so you don't want to drown all this delicious food in one thing that might not, you know, deserve it or whatever. So, but typically the gravy is good. So I like it on the turkey and the mashed potatoes. Outside of that, I don't cover the whole plate. And I want to taste the food, Dave. It's not just about the gravy.
Right. Well, and here's the other one. Now, are you drinking? The average per man will have 3.1 alcoholic drinks on Thanksgiving, and women will have a little less at 2.4. So I will have at least one adult beverage on Thanksgiving, maybe two, but I don't overindulge on Thanksgiving. Food, yes. Alcohol, no.
Well, you kind of have to choose one or the other, because generally you just get kind of full and tired. So,
right.
So like we said yesterday, get out for that walk. It really does help kind of continue, you know, it helps expand the day too. Like it's totally fine to rest after eating a big meal. That's what Thanksgiving's about, is just doing what you want, right? And just relaxing.
Right.
But at the same time, if you get out and get that little bit of fresh air, then you do kind of get a second round, because you feel a little bit more perked up, because then you can go back and have the turkey sandwich or the seconds or the thirds or whatever it is you're looking to do.
Well, and that's exactly it. And I know some people have a glass of wine with their Thanksgiving dinner. I probably just wouldn't mix it with bourbon. I would avoid doing that. That's just my random advice there.
Yeah, probably not with the bourbon. I don't think so.
No.
But we are looking forward to Thanksgiving a lot, as you can tell.
Yes.
You know, everybody we know in the Baraboo community and surrounding works really hard to make the holidays super nice for their community and super nice for themselves and their family. So it's kind of like hurry up and go, and then all of a sudden we get to take it easy. And so I wish that for all of you, even though it can be, you know, some work if you're hosting, but like that work can also be really fun and have a lot of nice spirit around it. So definitely enjoy, indulge, try not to overindulge, no bourbon, Dave, and enjoy Thanksgiving food, especially with your family and friends.
Well, and here's one thing. If you know of any good Thanksgiving disaster stories, text those in to us. People on BuzzFeed have been sharing their best ones, mostly about burning stuff. One woman drank too much, forgot to make a bunch of sides, passed out, burned the turkey, only served mashed potatoes. Wow, I don't know how much she had indulged in, but yeah, usually it's burning the food is the biggest Thanksgiving disaster. I remember one time in our family, someone left the stuffing in the microwave. That was the other disaster I remember from Thanksgiving. So if you have a good Thanksgiving
disaster.
There's
been some times that things have gotten forgotten in the oven. Not the turkey, but like the rolls or something like that. You know, like something, a side that's important, but not, you know, you get everything done. You sit down like, oh my God, what happened to the, and then everyone's already done eating. I'm like, hey, we'll have it for seconds. It's fine. I mean, burning the food. I don't have a story like this particularly of my own experience, but I feel like there's probably some stories that involve dogs too, right? Like everything's ready to go. You're just going in to get your, you know, glass of wine or glass of water. Everybody's getting their beverage and they're about to sit down, and all of a sudden the dog's on the table helping itself.
Exactly.
I'm sure there's stuff like that out there.
Stuff.
Definitely text those in if you have one of those stories. Cause I mean, at the moment, I'm sure it's the worst moment ever, but at the same time, in hindsight, looking back I do have a story about that. It's just not Thanksgiving. I have a dog stealing all the meat off the grill. Making a break for it. So it happens. We know our canines. They'll get what they can, especially when you're distracted.
Most definitely. And so we'll talk about if someone does text any disaster, as we'll talk about those a little bit later. And so coming up, Emily, we'll have Seth Taft. He's going to be stepping in at right around 7:30. We're going to talk about everything that's happening in downtown Baraboo this weekend at 7:40, birthdays and anniversaries. If you know anyone that's celebrating, text those into us now. And then at 7:50, we're going to have Ben Bromley in with Weekends Are Best. Emily, you'll be back with me at 7:40.
Sounds like a plan.
Looking forward to that. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. After you get done with your Black Friday shopping, be sure to celebrate Small Business Saturday. Many of the small businesses all across the area communities will be participating in a day of great deals and an opportunity to support local. Be sure to check the area Chamber of Commerce websites, as well as the downtown Baraboo website, to see some of the great deals you can expect to find on Saturday. The Weston School Music Department is going to be hosting the 43rd Annual Arts and Craft Fair. This is going to happen on Saturday, November 30th from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Bake sales and delicious food available throughout the day. Again, this is Saturday, November 30th from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. And every Saturday through the holiday season, be sure to swing by downtown Baraboo for a great opportunity to visit with Santa, enjoy a carriage ride, and strolling carolers. This will be happening from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. as Santa is going to be meeting with kids at the Al Ringling Theater. Carolers will be strolling and singing through the downtown business district, and horse-drawn carriages will be available taking riders around the square. Again, this is each Saturday leading up to the holiday.
Happy hour at Lake City Social in Wisconsin Dells means half-price beer, wine, and cocktails. Order your favorite beverage at this delicious discount at the bar or lounge only Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. and all day Sunday. Lake City Social is the place for tasty appetizers like stuffed mushrooms, cheese curds, and their signature duck bacon rangoons. Save $3 on every appetizer during happy hour at the bar or lounge. Lake City Social. Be social. Eat local. LakeCitySocialWI.com.
This Black Friday, meet us at Back Road Baraboo Motors for our Reveal the Deal event. 0% financing on all vehicles, new and used. Cars starting at just $199. Plus, no payments till spring. And your test drive is your chance to win thousands in prizes, including a TV, Beats earbuds, Baraboo Meats gift card, and more. We're opening early at 8 a.m. with coffee and pastries. Or treat yourself to lunch with Last Meal Pass on site from 10 till 4. It's Reveal the Deal time at Back Road Baraboo Motors.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Movies and I like TV. I take things serious and you take them lightly.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joined by Seth Tatt from Downtown Baraboo Inc. Seth, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself, Dave?
I am doing great. It is good to see you. We have so much going on in Downtown Baraboo this week. Let's start with Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. Just when we kicked off the holidays with our Christmas light parade, now we're in full gear to make Downtown Baraboo just magical for the holiday season. We have Black Friday this coming Friday, so over 40 local businesses with varying shop hours, with also exclusive deals on select hours during the day. So it's a fantastic time. We really encourage everyone to pledge to shop local. You know, get away from those long lines to the large retailers. Come down. These family-owned, operated businesses are a great space where there's a gift for something for everyone. So we urge you to come on down this Friday for Black Friday shopping.
And then Saturday, Small Business Saturday in Downtown Baraboo. Many of our businesses are going to be running specials. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of a continuation about Black Friday, but it's really honing in on that small business-centric style that we thrive off of in Downtown Baraboo. Again, with over 40 local operated businesses, whether it's, you know, self-care, retail, apparel, dining, there's plenty of layers of great stuff here for everybody on Small Business Saturday. So we really encourage you to come on down, not just Friday, but also Saturday, to really support the small businesses that really are dependent on the local shopping scene. So it's a great day to get your family out and about because there's more activities that go with Saturday as well that just makes Baraboo a hallmark experience.
So stop down and support all of our local businesses on Friday and on Saturday. They are what make our community, and they're integral to Downtown Baraboo. Now, we are going to be seeing horse-drawn wagon rides taking place in Downtown Baraboo. Seth, let's talk about that.
Yes, it's that nice little extra ambiance to what makes that hallmark scene. Like, we're like the Bedford Falls, It's a Wonderful Life, right? It just has that postcard destination when you add the horse carriage ride here in Downtown Baraboo every Saturday from now until December 21st from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And we're really grateful for those that sponsor this. We got 99.7 Max FM, that's our sponsor. We also have Donut Envy, Sage Media LLC, Nito's Bake Shop, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, and Baraboo Children's Museum. So it's a lot of great local support to make this carriage ride happen all day long for free, I might add. So it's a great experience for the kids to just and the family to go around the historic setting of Downtown Baraboo and just take in the magical charm.
It is definitely magical. Wendy and I have done the horse-drawn wagon ride throughout Downtown Baraboo. When the snow is just starting to fall, it is magical. And speaking of magical, the big guy himself is going to be making an appearance in Downtown Baraboo. Seth, when is that happening?
That's happened the same exact time as the horse wagon ride. So Santa will come to the Al Ringling Theater at 11 o'clock until 2 p.m. So if you didn't have a chance to see him at the after the Christmas light parade at the Al Ringling Theater, every Saturday between now and December 21st, you'll get that opportunity to do so. And may I add that inside the Al Ringling Theater, the setup in there is just beautiful. So if you want to get your photo taken, bring your camera or your phone along with you, so then you can get that moment, the opportunity to take a family moment with Santa Claus and making sure those kids are on the naughty or nice list, or, you know, for the parents too, to make sure they're on the naughty or nice list. But hopefully everybody's on the nice list this year.
I hope everyone is on the nice list. And now if kids want to get their letters to Santa Claus, Seth, how do they do that?
Absolutely. So Santa has left his North Pole mailbox outside of Just Imagine Toys on 4th Avenue. So if you have a kiddo that has his or her list for the Christmas season for shopping, they can drop it off in the mailbox in front of Just Imagine Toys on 4th Avenue. And those letters will get to Santa Claus, and he can review them and make sure that maybe they'll get something back in return. We'll see.
We'll see. They got to be on the good list for that to happen, Seth. If people want to find out more information about what's happening in downtown Baraboo, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yes, that's a great question. So you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, as well as downtownbaraboo.com, where you can find all the information, especially when you want to know what are the shopping hours this coming Black Friday. We will have those on our social media channels as well as on our website.
Thank you for joining us, Seth. We appreciate you stopping in today. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you. Looking forward to having you all down here as well.
This is Dave Graham with 99.7 Max FM.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
After a 2-8 start, the Bucks have now won 7 of their last 8, including their 5th straight win last night, 106-103 over the Heat in Miami. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks played without Giannis Antetokounmpo, so Damian Lillard stepped in with 37 to lead to the victory. One more day of preparations for the Packers today as they get ready for Thursday night's primetime matchup against Miami. The Dolphins, 2-20 in games under 50 degrees over the last 2 decades. Mike McDaniels had nothing but a little humor when asked how they get ready for 25 degrees.
You know, I was just going to carry ice cubes in my pockets and throw them at players all week. It's nothing revolutionary. I'm not going to throw it out there for the world and act like we've checked the box of we've got this answered.
Football Badgers just 2 days away from their border battle matchup with Minnesota Friday at Camp Randall. At 5-6, the Badgers need to win to become bowl eligible. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Gem City weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few flurries or sprinkles by later this afternoon. Our high 37, tonight 22. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, 31 with more scattered light snow tomorrow night into Friday. Friday will be colder, partly cloudy with a high of 23. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:38 AM with Billy Joel on Max FM.
Whoa.
Mirror.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Billy Joel, for the longest time, and no, Wendy, I'm not making up words out here. It is great when you have coworkers in the studio with you heckling you, Emily.
I think it's great, too. Way to go, Wendy. I'm not sure what you said, but I'm sure it was funny.
She asked if I was making up words out here. No, definitely not making up words.
Are you singing? You can sing yes, along to Billy Joel. Singing. He won't mind if you change the words.
Yeah.
I talked to him about singing. It. He's totally fine with it.
And so, yep. So that's the fun that goes on and the shenanigans that go on here. So it is time for our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those in to us now, 608-355-9970, or use a free civic media app. Look for Max Mouse, click on text, and we'll gladly talk about those birthdays and anniversaries. Emily, we have a little bit of a smaller list today, but nonetheless, there are some pretty good ones on here. Jell White is 48. You remember him as Steve Urkel from Family Matters. Didn't I do that?
It's really good. Oh my gosh. All of us that grew up with that show, just all you have to do is say that or just pull your pants up to your waist or like way over your waist and kind of walk in that goofy way. And everyone knows exactly who you're trying to be. It's fantastic. I remember people like dressing up as him for Halloween. Like he was such a like iconic movie or television character back then. So I might have to revisit that show. That was a good one. That was a good one. Back in the day of really good just sitcoms with the laugh track. I mean, that you don't really see that much anymore. So that's a good one. Let's see here who we have. We've got Twista is 51, biggest album, 2004's Kamikaze, featuring the Ghetto Jams, Overnight Celebrity, Slow Jams, and So Sexy. So Twista, happy birthday, 51 years old. Let's see here. Elizabeth Marvel is 55 today. She played President Kian on Homeland. I never saw that show, so hopefully I got that last name right of that character. She was also a presidential candidate. Heather Dunbar on House of Cards. That was an intense show. I did catch a few of those. Yes. So happy birthday to her. Robin Givens. All it says here is Mike Tyson's downfall. I don't think that that's her entire claim to fame, but that's what we got here in front of us. So
yes,
Robin Givens is 60 today. That is surprising to me. Robin Givens is, she was an icon of her own day for sure. So happy birthday to her.
And we see Fisher Stevens, 61, Marvin Gerard on the blacklist, and Steve Guttenberg's buddy Ben in the Short Circuit movies. Steve Oderick. 63 from Kung Pao, Enter the Fist.
Well, he was also a screenwriter. Oh, he was a screenwriter, yeah. So he's got the comedy tip here. He was a screenwriter for Ace Ventura 2, The Nutty Professor movies, Patch Adams, Bruce Almighty, Evan Almighty, and Ace Ventura 2 as well. And he also directed that.
He
so
did.
I got to say, I'm really glad the, Hollywood has given it up to the writers here since, you know, all the strike and all that stuff happened because what are you going to do with a movie and a television show if you don't have good writers? I mean, it's just going to die on the vine, right? Like you've got to have good dialogue. So that's pretty awesome that he was a screenwriter for that. Who else do we have here? Sharlto Copley. I don't know who he is, but happy birthday to him. He's 51. He was amazing in District 9. He was somewhat less amazing in Chappie, The A-Team, Elysium, and Maleficent. So a couple of those things I saw. Obviously, The A-Team. I mean, we know what generation I'm from, so who didn't watch The A-Team? Let's see. Who else do we have?
And Bill Nye, the Science Guy, 69 years old today.
Love him.
What a fantastic individual.
I mean, even my kids in school, they were still playing that. Everybody knew who he was. I thought it was fantastic. So it says billions and billions of stars, not so many dance moves. So,
yeah, he did not do so well on Dancing with the Stars, unfortunately. So
That's okay. I mean, that's what that show is for. So happy birthday to all those folks for sure.
Well, and the last one I saw was Curtis Armstrong. He is 71. Now, wasn't he in a couple of movies, Emily?
Curtis Armstrong. Oh my goodness. Okay, I do know who this guy is. Best character in Revenge of the Nerds. Booger! So great. I mean, that movie doesn't really hold its ground in terms of politically correctness of this day, so I try to kind of stay away from it because there's some stuff in there that's very cringy. But at the same time, like some of the antics in that movie, especially for Booger, like when he, you know, is able to chug the entire beer and then have like a 3-minute long burp. on stage, like that's his talent. Like I can remember kind of like cheering for him. So, you know, whatever. Yep. He was more or less harmless. There were some characters in that movie that are pretty questionable, but he also played Miles in Risky Business, Charles DeMar in Better Off Dead, and who can forget Goove in Clan of the Cave Beer, a bear.
No, we know
clearly
you're
I have his beer chugging. No, I'm just thinking of that scene, the beer chugging. And more recently, he was Snot on American Dad. So there was a lot of stuff. He keeps his comedy going. So happy birthday to him. He was a great character all around.
Yes, he was. And we do have one local birthday. Happy birthday to Sheila Shara. I hope you're having a great day. And I promise I'm not going to sneak around and scare you at the office today. So that may be known
happy
for
birthday.
That.
I mean.
So good happy birthday to Sheila. So yes, I am that guy. So I'm happy she's having a good birthday. My birthday present to her is not scaring her at work today. Emily, you'll
That's
be back
so nice
with
of you.
Me at 8:10. And in just a moment, we're going to have Ben Bromley with Weekends Are Best.
See you then.
Are you looking to enroll in healthcare coverage or change plans? I can help. Hello, this is Denise, Reedsburg Area Medical Center Consumer Advocate and Marketplace Specialist. The healthcare open enrollment period is now through December 15th. I'm specially trained to help you enroll in healthcare coverage, and my assistance is completely free. Give me a call at 768-6132 or visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
If holiday shopping has you hopping, stop at Konamichi Craft Bar and relax with a cocktail. Open 11 to 4 on both Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, Konamichi Craft Bar will have loaded Bloody Marys for $8 and mimosas for just $5. Purchase a gift card to treat a family member or friend with a perfect, tasteful gift this holiday season. Konamichi Craft Bar on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with exceptional music and art.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Epoxy Gurus. Use a Big Deal certificate towards a table, floor, or countertop that is unique and custom designed to match your home's interior. All surfaces are food safe, heat UV, and scratch resistant. And the Epoxy Guru products are 5 times stronger than concrete. When it comes to adding value to your home, look to the truly unique solution in Epoxy Gurus. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here, ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun. At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open, too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
99.7 Max FM, Dave Grant, joined by Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. Ben is going to talk about what makes Weekends Are Best in Baraboo. Good morning, Ben. Do you have a voice left after last evening? Ben, are you with us? All right, we may be having a little bit of a technical glitch here. We'll just give Ben just a moment or here two here to see if he can join us. I'm just kind of watching Ben. It looks like you are connected. Maybe just close out Ben and connect back in if you want to try that super quick. So Ben Bromley is with the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. He is going to go through all the things that are going on in the area this weekend. We're doing this today because obviously tomorrow is Thanksgiving and we want to get an opportunity to talk about everything today that's happening in Baraboo. Ben, are you back with us, bud? And maybe not here. I do show that Ben is connected, but maybe his audio, maybe just check your audio settings super quick, Ben, if you can hear me. Click on that settings gear. Make sure it's got all the right things checked
there
as well.
Let's see if we can't get this figured
out. Hey, Ben Bromley, there you are. It's, you know, magic.
I think I've got a bum jack on my laptop.
Oh, no.
I just checked and changed it. Now we're good to go. Sorry for the delay. But, yeah, you asked about me having a voice after last night. I do have my voice, Dave, and I have an extra special voice for you this morning. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Gobble, gobble, Dave.
Gobble, gobble till you wobble. Well, happy early Thanksgiving, Ben. We're glad you could join us a day early, because I know that tomorrow morning you're hopefully going to be sleeping in a little bit and then partaking in the Thanksgiving festivities. And there is so much going on in the area this weekend.
We sure do. We got some great options starting on Friday. Our friends at the Outlets of the Dells, of course, are going to have their Black Friday sales event. That's a big day for a lot of folks who like to get a jump start on things. Although, of course, as the Christmas season gets earlier and earlier, it feels like less of a jump start. But the outlet malls open from 10 until 8, so they're kicking off a bunch of sales on Friday. But if you want to get away from the bustle, the Opt Outside Hike might be just your speed. That's going to take place Friday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30. This is an event being presented by the Friends of Devil's Lake. They're inviting people to meet at the Rock Elm Shelter on the North Shore and take a hike, a guided hike up the East Bluff, so you can work off that turkey from the day before, and you can also not fight any shopping crowds and just take in the Zen.
And, you know, just get out and enjoy some fresh air. Just be prepared to dress a little bit warmer on Friday.
Yeah, for sure.
Highs in the 20s, so
some
it's going to cool down.
Some of us will be freezing at Camp Randall at about that same time.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a cold night for the Packer game and the Badgers too. Game. I mean, all of those. Oof, that Badger game's Friday morning, too, by the way.
11 a.m., exactly right. So another option for you, especially maybe you've wrapped up your shopping. Maybe you've had just about enough of a family, you know, and too much of a good thing. Check out some live music at Balanced Rock Winery. That's going to be Friday night from 6 until 8:30. A couple of local favorites, Caleb Woods and Ron Granberg, will be performing at Balanced Rock.
So get out and enjoy some cocktails and some great music.
All right, so Saturday, deep breath. We got a lot,
Dave.
Here
we go.
Our friends at Mid-Continent Railway Museum have brought back their Santa Express. That's going to take place Saturday and Sunday. So they have four departures, 10, 11:30, 1 p.m., 2:30 p.m. So you got all kinds of options. Four departures each day at Mid-Continent and North Freedom. That's taking a train ride through the beautiful Sauk County countryside, and you get a little FaceTime with the big guy.
That sounds like a great time, Ben. What else is going on Saturday?
Well, I got a couple more options for you. If you miss Santa on the train, you can also find him downtown Baraboo. So from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Saturday during the holiday season, there's going to be visits with Santa downtown on the square, as well as wagon rides, horse-drawn carriage rides around the square, and strolling carolers. It'll be a perfect Rockwellian scene downtown from 11 to 2 on Saturday. And then, Santa is a busy guy, Dave.
This is.
This is go time. He is also going to be at Outlets at the Dells on Saturday from noon until 4 p.m. That is Saturday and Sunday. So,
busy
you got lots
guy.
Of options to chat with him. Yes. Give him
and find
your,
out if you've been on
list.
The naughty or the nice list.
Well, Wendy has told me a few things, Dave. I don't know if you want me to share those on the air.
Well, I'm sure she will on Friday morning.
Now, if you've already gotten your opportunity to chat with Santa, as I have, you have some other options for entertainment. Once again, we got a kind of the theme of adult beverages and live music. Tyler S.J. will be performing Saturday at Broken Bottle Winery. That's from 1:30 until 4:30 Saturday afternoon. And another option for you, John Gay will be performing at Balanced Rock Winery Saturday from 4 until 6:30. And if you can believe it, Dave, that marks the end of November. By the time we talk about Sunday, we're talking about December 1st. And we already covered the Santa stuff. Santa Express is going to continue Sunday, as are the Santa selfies at the outlet mall.
So a very busy weekend for Santa. He'll be flying all over the place, quite literally.
It's
plenty of opportunities to see him. Yeah, and the reindeer, yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he needs reindeer just to get around.
Yes, he does. And you bet, and you probably should have some reindeer as well, as busy as you've been.
Yeah, the girls' basketball team had their opener last night. We're happy to bring you that broadcast right here. And they were defeated, but that's a good young team. There's some good things coming for that program.
They've got some exciting times ahead, and you'll be back in December with us to cover more basketball as well. We'll have you back
on Tuesday night at home.
Oh, Tuesday night. There you go. See, Tuesday, December 3rd, 7 p.m. versus Toma. So, yeah, you'll be back sooner than what you thought, right, Ben?
If you haven't had enough of me, there's more to come.
There is more. Well, Ben, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Dave. Have a great holiday.
You sounds good. We'll talk to you next week. Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
It's the season of giving, and Pizza Ranch in Baraboo is helping you spread the cheer. For every $50 gift card you buy, you'll receive a $10 bounce back card for yourself. Plus, you can help a family in need with a pizza pack donation. Pizza Ranch is where your gift keeps on giving to you and to others. So stop by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and give the gift of pizza this season. Treat yourself, treat others, and make someone's holiday a little brighter.